Okay, so the Gemara said that which you're not allowed to eat from an animal until it's flayed and cut off is only derech eretz. Kedetanya, lo yochal adam shum ubatzel mirosho, ela me'olav. A person shouldn't eat garlic or onions from the top, but only from the olim. Im ochal hariza ravson. It looks like you're a guzzler. Glutton. Rashi, Kiritanya, Motsinu, Af Tanoim, Shemalamdim, Hilchas Derech Eretz, Shaloyiro, Adam Atzmal, Abrios, Karavsa, like a glutton, Avze, Hamayer, Lech, or Koldim Hefshit, Niri Karavsa. So he's teaching us Derech Eretz. Tosus points out that even though it's Derech Eretz, but there are some halachic implications. One is that if a person eats from an animal before it's cut up, before you have a chance to check to see if it's a treifa, and it turns out to be a treifa, since Derech Eretz says you shouldn't have done that, you're no longer an onus, legavi the treifa, only a shogeg. And there are medayik and tosfos, some, that you see from here that an onus doesn't need any kapar at all. Only a shogeg does. And others say, no, there's a difference between the kapar you need for shogeg and the kapar you need for onus, but onus also needs kapar, but not the same degree of kapara that a shogeg needs. But that's one difference. Another difference is that l'maisa, even though it's only derech eretz, but there got to be certain things, not like that. Anything that with a treif is a mil tamotzui, where it's usual, to, like by the lungs, so there you have to check it. Even though mi'ikr hadin, min ha-torah, we go after rov, but wherever is a mil tamotzui, mid-rabban, and they were matzrich ha-bedika. So by the lungs, all animals has a miuta motzi of treifas, and by what's it called, there are other places, and other places, there are other treifas also that are miuta motzi, and those you have to check. Batzel, tzibulas, onions. Me'olav, mitzat ha'olim. From the side where the leaves are, not from the top. You don't eat it like a glutton from top down. Kiyotsevo, similar to that. Lo yishta adam kosu vasachas. Person shouldn't drink a kos of yayin in one swoop. It's only talking about yayin. Water you can drink in one swoop. The imshas sahariz a gargaron. And if you do drink it like that, then you're a guzzler. The svarim say that's only where it's not a sudas mitzvah or a shtiyashal mitzvah, like kiddush havdalah. There you're allowed to drink it in one swoop. In fact, Pesach, it says, it's preferable to drink the whole kos in one time, since it's a kosher mitzvah. And same thing goes for eating shum or whatever. If you're doing it at a sudas mitzvah, it's okay. Tan Rabbon. Hashose koso vasachas harize gargaron. Shnayim derech eretz. If you drink it all at once, then you consider it a gargaron. If you drink it in two times, then that's derech eretz. Shloshov, if you sip it and drink it three times or more, then that's megase haruach. That looks like you're, what's it called, about gaiv. You're doing it too elegantly. Omar Rami Bar Abba, Chatsuva, let's see, Rashi, till now, no Rashi. Chatsuva mekatea ragleihom derishie. Right, Rashi, Chatsuva mekatea ragleihom derishie. Esef shesharoshov noked in the yard in Baomek. It's a grass that its roots go straight down. They don't spread to the side. The aim is bashit with tzadim klal. The note in Osam ben Gvulei Sados, they plant it on the borders of fields to mark the borders. Ubo chitam Yeshua li Yisrael sa'oretz. That's how Yeshua used as markers for the borders. So mikatea raglei arishoyim liyomadin. Liyomadin gazlonim, shegozlim v'chotzmin. We see in nature there's even plants that don't go out of their area. So human beings surely should not steal and whatever. The Ramban son, who has a parish on Deya, he says a little bit differently. Mikatea ragleyam doesn't mean that it's a condemnation of them, but it prevents them from stealing. because here the grass marks the border. It's hard for them to steal. Netiya mekateim raglem de katzvaya. Right? Netiya is the dinim of orla. The fact that the Torah said you have to wait 3 years before you can eat a plant teaches you patience. And that, what's it called, is a condemnation of butchers that eat the meat before it's flayed and cut up. And even though it's only derech eretz, like we said before, but l'maisif, later on they find out to be a treifa, they're going to be responsible. That's what Tulsa says. With the bali nidos, it also is a condemnation of people who can't have patience and control themselves and wait till their wife goes to the mikveh and they live with them with a shlil nida. The dinim of orla show that in nature it's possible a person to have to wait. Rashi, netiya mekateim raglem dekatzvaya, netiyas orla, sha'omra torah lahamtim shalosh shanim lecho peros, mekateim raglei hakatzovim amaharim lecho kolim hefshef nituach, upanim shenimtzes treifa. Sometimes you find it a treifa, and they shouldn't have rushed so fast. Techein deboalei nido shemarim, ve'inam yechol lahamtim ashetitbo. They can't wait till the wife goes to the mikveh. You see that the Rabbanu Shom said it's possible for a person to wait 3 years to eat a fruit. Turmusa mekatea ragleim de sonein shal Yisrael. And the turmus, which is a lupine, some kind of a fruit that you have to cook 7 times before it's edible. That's a condemnation of Yidden, Bichlal. Sonein shal Yisrael is a kinui for Yisrael. When we're talking something bad about Klal Yisrael, we put it on our enemies. Shenemar, Vayosufu b'nei Yisrael, Asa Sarah b'nei Hashem. Klal Yisrael continue to do Ra b'nei Hashem. What do they do? Vayavdu es ha-ba'olim, v'yes ha-ashtoros, v'yes Elohei Aron, v'yes Elohei Tzidon, v'yes Elohei Moab, v'yes Elohei b'nei Amon, v'yes Elohei Plishtim, vayazvu es Hashem. They serve these 7 different Avodah Zarah. And they abandoned the Rabbanu Shalom. The Lo Avdu, and they didn't serve him. Nimash Mishenem Ravayazva Sashem, any of Desh Lo Avdu. Right? Obviously, if they abandoned the Rabbanu Shalom, they didn't serve him. Umat Talmud Lomer Velo Avdu. Omre Beloz, Omre Kodesh Baruch Hu, Afilu Keturmus Hazesh, Sheshoklin Oso Sheva Pamim, Vaochlin Oso Bikinuach Suda, Lo Asuni Bonai. They didn't make me even like a turmus. Right? After they, what's it called, angered me 7 times. And I didn't punish them, right? And still, even after that, they didn't serve me. Not like a turmis that you have to boil 7 times, and at least after that you eat it. Rashi, turmis min kitnius. It's kind of kitnius. Ogul kamin adosha. It's round like a lentil. V'rochav kimok tanan. It's very broad. V'humar ma'od. It's very bitter. And sheshulkin also sheva poim. Until you cook it 7 times. The nasa masuk, right? You cook it once, pour off the water, put new water in, cook it again, until it becomes sweet. It takes away the bitterness. V'tov atshiyok le'matamim b'kinu asuda. And it's so good, after the 7th time, that you eat it for dessert. Mikateyun raglem v'son Yisrael, d'chsivi shev avodah zorah b'haikra. Pasuk says that we're over 7 avodah zorah. V'levesof ayazvu es Hashem. And in the end, even after all that, they didn't go back and serve the Rabbanu Shalom. Haturmus hazel acher shetriach as bail of sheva palmim uchozel lemuta. Right, a turmus after it makes the owner bother 7 times to cook it, lemaisa turns out okay. And here Klal Yisrael bothered the Rabbanu Shalom 7 times and don't turn out okay. The hein hetrichu es boron lahavi aleim puranios ulachiso b'shivas eile velo chazru b'hem. And they didn't turn out okay even after 7 times of being matriach the Rabbanu Shalom to bring puranios on them because of the Avodah Zarah. Mai velo avduhu, loshin kavolahu. It's a complaint. Shukovil aleihem. He's complaining against them. Hikdichuni v'hiknituni sheva pamim. You burnt me 7 times, and you still didn't turn out good. Ke bishul haturmis. Just like you cooked the turmis 7 times. V'achri kozos lo nichshavti b'neihem. And even after that, you didn't turn out okay like the turmis turns out okay. Tana Mishmei the Rav Meir, Mipnei Manit Natorah Yisrael. Why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? They shein azim, because we are bold. What's it called? Azim.
Brazen.
Okay. And the Mesfarim say doesn't mean why the Torah was given to us Bechlal, because the Torah was given for many good reasons. Nobody else wanted to take it either. But the reason is either why the Rabban Shem forced us to get the Torah, because he knew that we are brazen and eventually will accept it and keep it steadfastly, even though we were forced to begin with, or why the Rabban Shem give us the Esek HaTorah, right? In order to cool down our Azas. Since we're Azim, so the Rabban Shem gave us the Torah to be Matish Kochan. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, Shein Azim, V'nitlem Torah Sheyasku Ba, the Esek HaTorah, the Himateshes Kochom U'machnas Liban. It calms down our Azus. Tonet Rebbe Shmuel, Miyamino Eish Das Lama. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ru'uyin Halalu Shetinosim Le'das Eish. These people are fit to be given a Das Eish. Because we're Azim, we can handle the Torah, which is fiery. And the other of it, the Azus over here is a positive thing. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'solachta ki am k'she orefu v'solachta. The Rabban Shem said, Ro'isi yisom hazev v'yadni am k'she orefu as a complaint. And Moshe said, because they're am k'she orefu, forgive them. So some say ki means afal pi. But the Targum says arei, which means because. Meaning that the Rabban Shem said to, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rabban Shem, look, give them a chance. Right now they're azim and they're am k'she orefu to go against what you said. They are not easy to convince. But once the Torah will be a nachla, and they'll have it, they'll never give it up, because they're am k'shei orech. So it's a positive thing. Ikad de'amrei, the dosayim shel elu eish. Right, the das of Torah is fire. Shel molei nitna Torah l'Yisrael, en kol umma v'loshin yicholim la'vifneim. If the Torah wouldn't have given to Klal Yisrael, no nation could ever stand before us. The Torah calms us down. Behind the Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Gimel Azenheim. There are three brazen ones. Yisrael be'umos, we are the most brazen of nations. Kelev be'chayos, Kelev is the most brazen by the chayos, and Tarnagol be'ofos. The Yeshomrim af eiz ba'behema, daka. The Yeshomrim af tzlaf be'ilanos. See, one second, the idea. Rashi. Doseim shel elu. Min hogim shel elu eish, shem azin keish, we're brazen like fire. Mi amino eish dos lamo, mi amino nosin lehem atorah, nitnei she eish dos lamo. The harbe mikros chaserim kazeh. Now, we have to add a few words to the pasuk to make it make sense, that the Rabban Shem gave us the Torah because eish dos lamo, because we have a fiery nature. Azim koshim li natseyach. So the Sorensi, what's Azus? Azus is where you show Gvura even against something bigger than you. You go against even something more important or bigger than you. That's a Kelev, even barks at lions or whatever. Right? So something that's small, unimportant, Nivze, and it goes against something more important than it, that's an Azponim. And that's why it says a Mechir Kelev and Esnan Zona, the Chinuch says, or Osir, because both of these things, a zona and a kelev, have azus. And korbanos is supposed to purify and make your midos more elegant. And azus is the opposite of that. Okay. Tzlaf bilonis lo yodati mahu azus shala. Rashi says, I don't know what tzlaf, capers, what the azus of that tree is. And Tosus gives a few things. One is that the azus is that it produces three kinds of fruit. Evyonos, kafrisim, and olim. Another thing is that it bears fruit every day. Right? What's it called? There's new fruit on the tree every day. So it's a strong, brazen tree. And the third thing he says is that they soak when the wine that comes from the kafrisin, which is one of the kinds of fruit on a caper tree, they soak the ktoris, the tziporin, in it, that should be aza. Right? Sheshorin boes atziporin kadeshi aza. That's yen kafrisin. Rashi learns yen kafrisin means wine that comes from Cyprus. So it doesn't have anything to do with this. But Tosa says kafrisin means this kind of fruit from the caper, the kafrisin, that's what you soak the tziporin in. That's the azus of it. Okay, let's go on. Shechta besada lo yivena b'mot. The Mishnah says if you shechted an animal in the field because it was going to die, so you shechted it as an emergency measure. You didn't wait to shecht it when you usually shecht it at home. shepherd it out in the field. So you shouldn't bring it in with poles, what's it called, carry it on a, there's a word for those poles. What?
Staves.
Staves? Yeah, maybe we had this before, okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Asuma Yotzu Maklo, Asuma is not allowed to go out on Yontif with his staff because he could walk without it. If we're talking about Asuma that can't walk without a stick, then what's it called, then he can also walk, just like a crippled person can walk with a stick, it's like a shoe, even on Shabbos. But even on Yontif, where you're allowed to carry, to go out with a stick is a zilzul of Yontif, if he doesn't need it. Below Haroe B'Tarmilo, a shepherd with his pouch also is not Yontif thick. Ve'en Yotzen B'Kise, and you can't be carried on a chair. It's also not Yontif thick to carry somebody on a chair. And some say it doesn't mean carrying on the chair. It means he used to walk in front of an important person. I saw it in Geula once. Somebody carrying a chair. It was a woman carrying a chair after her husband. He would walk. Every once in a while, he'd want to sit down. So she carried the chair to let him sit down. So that you don't do on Yontif. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Where it says, Eini, v'asholach Rav Yaakov bar Idi, zokin echad hoya b'shchun ha'senu, v'ayotzi b'glutki shalo. Right? There was a zokin in our neighborhood. And he used to go out, what's it called, with his little chair that he would sit on every once in a while. They would carry it out. Ubo v'sholos v'mishu ben Levi, v'omarim rabim shrichim lo mutter. If he's somebody that's needed by the rabbim, he was a Talmud Chacham, he used to give a drush, he couldn't make it to the shir without this chair, then it's mutter. The somchu rabosein wa divrei achi shakya. The Omar Anoa Fikte Ravhuna Mehini Lishili Mishil Lehini. And they were somech on Achi Shakya, who claimed that he used to carry Ravhuna from Hini to Shili and Shili to Hini, which are places that were close to each other, in a chair on Yontif. The Omar of Nachmar Yitzchok Anoa Fikte Lamar Shmuel Mishimsha Latula Mitula Shimsha. Right, I used to carry Shmuel in a chair on Yontif from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun. Shmura says, Hosum Kedomer Taima. There it says, Imhoyu Rabin Shrichim Omutr. These people were Talmidei Chachamim, who had to give Shiurim, and the Rabin needed them, and Mela, you were allowed to, and they couldn't get around on their own, so you were allowed to carry in a chair. Okay, Rashi. Ein Hasuma Yotze, the Maklo Davidericho. It's not a Zilzel in Yontif. It's not Yontif Dik. The Ika Zilusa the Yontif. They ain't yotzer b'kisei, shetan and also b'niyadim, they ain't yotzer b'katedra. Right? They sit on the chair and people would carry the chair. B'glutki is a, I think it means a small chair, it says over here. Pirish kisei m'skapalad, a folding chair. It's to carry a folding chair so he'd be able to sit down. Mutter lo tzio bo mibeso le beis ha-medrash. Mutter to carry him from his house to the beis medrash in that chair. Right, mutter lo tziobo, mi desu leis medrash, afik said the kisei, and he gave edus that he used to carry Rav Huna, mehini l'shili, mekomo smuchim, ve'ein tchum Shabbos b'neim. It was not chutz o tchum, it was what's it called, close by. Okay, let's go on. Omer le Rav Nachman, l'chamer bar Ada shliach tzion. Rav Nachman said to Chamer bar Ada, who was a shliach from Eretz Yisrael. Ki selkas lahasam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, akif v'zil asuma d'tzur, they take a roundabout route and pass by what's it called, v'zil l'gabi d'Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, and go see Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Don't go the regular way, Rashi says, the direct route, but take a circuitous route. Uboy mine kisei ma asunde. What do you hold by carrying people in chairs on Yontif? The Oslohosum noch nafshed Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. He missed the opportunity because before he got there, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi died. He saw it when he got there. Ashkechel Rab Zrika. So he found Rab Zrika. Omer le kisei ma asunde. So he asked him the shaila. What do you hold by carrying people in a chair on Yontif? Omer le hochem Rabami uvavad shlo yikate. Right, you can carry a person in a chair as long as you don't put them on your shoulders. That already is too much of a zilzul of yontif. Mayu v'vachli yikate. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yosef, grade the rova ba'alonki. Don't put him on a stretcher. carry him in a stretcher on your shoulders, that's really a zilzul of yontif. I ain't even of Nachman surely the yalta lemepik alunka, right? Lemaisa Rav Nachman permitted his wife yalta to be carried on a stretcher on the shoulders on yontif. Shani yalta de ba'isa. Now she was afraid to go on a chair, so there was no other eitzah. And she Tosa says Mashman that she was Rabin Tzrichinla. She was an important woman. She was the daughter of the Reish Galusa, so people needed her. So Memela, they were allowed to carry her, and they couldn't carry her on a chair because she was afraid she'd fall off. So she was very dainty. So they carried her on a stretcher on their shoulders. Amemru Marzutra Mekatvi Lubishabsa the Rigla Mishumbi Asusa. Similarly, Amemru Marzutra, they used to carry them on stretchers on their shoulders because they were during the Shabbos of the Regel, because there's so many people, they're afraid that they'd be pushed off the chair. So they carried him on a stretcher. But Amri lo mishum ducha de tzibura. Either they were afraid, or because people were pushing, and the melech, the same thing, they're still afraid. Okay, Rashi. The Chamer bar Ava kachshmo, that was his name, Chamer bar Ava, shliach tzion, rogel hoyo laus Yerushalayim. He used to go and be the shliach to tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. Akif harbe bishvili, take a longer route, right, in order to go ask Rav Idi the Shaila, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi the Shaila. Esa derech lahakif ahar, v'leich derech sula milas har shel tzur, shesham yoshiv Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Go the long way and stop off in tzur and ask Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Ma atumbe, ma atem omrim bo. What do you hold by carrying a chair, people in a chair on yontif? He saw the klomer kimotler. It's Israel achash over a sur. When he finally got there, so Rav Yaakov Bar Idi had died. Alunaki is a stretcher. Shenosin zro al kosif chaveru, the chaveru al ksefo, the zebeki so yoshev al zroseim. People put one on the other guy's shoulder, and the other guy puts his hand on his shoulder, and they put the chair over that like a stretcher on top of the shoulders. The meschazik derechol parhesia. That's very much of a zilzul, a derechol. L'holich l'makom rachol tvei, mishinosin ben yideyam b'kiso. The idea is that this they do to walk far. That's how you take long treks. But short things you do by carrying the chair in your hands, not on your shoulders. So this looks like you're ready for a long trek. That's why it's a zilzul of yontif. Yalta shev ishol shov Nachman. And she was the daughter of the Reish Galusa. They're afraid they fall off the chair. B'Shabbos the Rigla Shadorshim, when they used to give a drasha to the Hamonam. Mekatvilu Beis Medrash HaMakoma. So they used to bring them in on their shoulders till their place in the Beis Medrash. And the one reason was Mishum B'Yasusa de Tzibura. Shonivosim in Atzibur Ha'omdim Argagleim Mepneim. They got scared. They were overwhelmed by the Tzibur that stood up for them when they came to give the drasha. B'Hayu Yureim Lipo, and they were afraid they'd fall off the chair. Because of their, they were agitated. Mishum ducha, or because they were afraid the tzibur would push them off the chair. And she'omdim araglayim v'torach tziburu. Hilkach mekatvilu avdeyem v'talmideyem u'molichin oso maher limkoma. Therefore they brought them fast because there was no room to walk amongst the tzibur. They had to pick them up over the tzibur and bring them to their place.